In the months before the Bush administration launched its invasion of Iraq in 2003, many of the most influential media outlets in the U.S. had worked closely with White House officials to bolster the administration's case for war. The allegation that Saddam Hussein's government had a stockpile of deadly weapons of mass destruction, including a nuclear program, served as the major rationale for selling the war to the American public. Well-known reporters like the New York Times' Judith Miller were prominently featured verifying the danger posed by Iraq to America in the post-9/11 era. Years after the war began, with no weapons of mass destruction having been found, several major news outlets, including the New York Times, confessed to sloppy reporting and flawed coverage, which had misled many to support the disastrous and costly conflict. Now, as there's open discussion about U.S. or Israeli preemptive airstrikes targeting Iran, relating to allegations that the Iranian government is working to build nuclear weapons capability, the role of the U.S. news media is being scrutinized. The group Media Matters for America recently completed a 5-month study of how America's 3 major television networks are covering the debate over Iran's nuclear program, which the Islamic Republic maintains is for civilian energy purposes only. The study found that ABC's World News, CBS's Evening News, and NBC's Nightly News all regularly and inaccurately reported that Iran was imminently on the cusp of building a nuclear weapon. The study also concluded that the networks misrepresented the role of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in directing his nation's nuclear program. Your reporter spoke with Jeremy Holden, research director with the group Media Matters for America, who summarizes his group's finding that U.S. network TV news distorts their coverage of Iran's nuclear capacity.
Two of the things that we looked at were how they portrayed suspicions that Iran is pursuing a nuclear weapons program. Now, from the outset, it's important to point out that the consensus of the international community, but like international agencies, Israeli intelligence, U.S. intelligence, is that Iran is at least 3 years away from having a really usable nuclear weapon. And that's if there was evidence that they had restarted something. The intelligence agencies tell us that there's no evidence that Iran has restarted a nuclear weapons program at any time since 2003. So that's what we know. But in the meantime, what we're seeing on the nightly news broadcast is this notion that a nuclear weapons program in Iran is imminent. And this flies in the face of what we see from the intelligence communities. That's number one. The second thing we see is this heightened focus on the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, despite the fact that he is, for all intents and purposes, a paper tiger. He has no real power in the country. That power resides with the supreme leader. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is a very colorful figure. He said some very outlandish and frankly outrageous things that have no role in the international community. But by focusing on him, it really creates this fear, this notion that he has power or any control. It's a complete distortion of the reality of how Iran works as a political system.
Jeremy, summarize for our listeners what your investigation revealed about specific content that we get in our nightly newscasts that really mislead viewers about the status of Iran's nuclear program.
So one of the big things that's happened recently was the International Atomic Energy Agency came out with a new report, showing that really nothing has changed. Iran, if we learned that they had restarted a program, again, no evidence of that, but if we were to learn that they started again, they would be 3 years away. So what you see is Diane Sawyer on ABC News coming out and saying that we have a long dreaded headline about Iran and nuclear weapons, that the UN report says they will and it has begun this nuclear weapons program. Well, that's not what the report actually said. So you have these inflammatory headlines being read at the top of the news, and again, that kind of fits into what we've heard over and over and over again, but the facts of what we know the actual consensus of the international community is completely contradictory to that. And about 31% of the stories on Iran's nuclear program, the issue was portrayed as like an imminent threat, that nuclear weapons in Iran were just around the corner. And in about one in five cases, the news reports really focused on Ahmadinejad and portrayed him as the key player. And again, you know, we have this notion of his statements about wiping Israel off the map and not any of his other statements. So, you know, you're seeing in kind of a plurality of the cases, Ahmadinejad, an imminent weapons program, and we know that the strength of Ahmadinejad and the imminence of that weapons program are contrary to the facts as we actually know them.
That was Jeremy Holden, research director with the group Media Matters for America. Find more information on the group's media study related to Iran on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.